Good morning, beautiful people. How are you this fine Monday morning? Welcome to another edition of Monday AM Musings with Peg City Lovely, aka Natalie Bell. Wow, it's February already. I can't even believe it. It seems like January went with the blink of an eye. Unreal. Anyways, let's get to the matter at hand. How was your week? First of all, let me just say, congrats to the Patriots for the Super Bowl win. Although my fiance is a supreme Patriots fan and is gloating and will wear his jersey probably for the next month. Congrats to them, and too bad for Seattle. That was a tough call, but great game overall. We had a nice little party thanks to Subway Canada with their Commit to Fit platter. It was awesome, and everyone had a good time. So good on the Super Bowl. I don't know what we're going to do on Sunday afternoons now, but now that the weather's going to be nicer, we can go do some more family-oriented things instead of just watching NFL. So that's all right. It's all good. What else happened this week? So for those of you that follow my Instagram, you'll notice I posted a little picture with PG Mom and a bunch of products. That's from Procter & Gamble. So this year I am a brand ambassador for Procter & Gamble, and I'm pretty excited, in addition to some other brand ambassadorships that I've got going on. So like I said, 2015 is my year to elevate, and that's exactly what I plan on doing. And so are so many of the people around me, family and friends, doing some amazing things this year. So I'm excited about that. And just to remind you, the YMCA Women of Distinction Awards, the nominations are open right now, so please get out there, get online, and nominate a phenomenal woman who you'd love to see win an award. Many different categories and an amazing project from YMCA that is pretty prominent in Winnipeg every single year. So get on the YMCA Women of Distinction Awards nominations. What else? Okay, so February 1st, right? Yesterday. That means Black History Month, folks. It's February. Lots of events happening. Like I said, check it out on the blog. There's the calendar will be posted. And lots of different events related to sports, movies, singing, dancing, arts and cultural. It's amazing. And kudos to the Black History Month committee, who does a fantabulous job every year of making sure that there's a lot of education and awareness in Winnipeg of what we've got going on for Black History Month. So thank you to those ladies. Natty and Rhonda, I see you. All right, so what else is happening in Winnipeg? Some upcoming notable events, I would say. Definitely Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is this weekend, next weekend, February 13th and 14th. So it's Valentine's Day weekend. It also happens to be a long weekend that weekend. And there will be tickets from Peg City Lovely, a giveaway, coming up tomorrow. And also, what else do we have? Festival du Voyageur is coming up February 13th to 22nd. So it seems like next weekend, Friday the 13th, and Valentine's Day is kicking off a whole bunch of crazy events for Winnipeg, so I'm looking forward to that. And there's also going to be a lot of Valentine's Day fun around the city, I'm sure. We're not big on celebrating ourselves, but to those that do, enjoy, have fun, don't spend too much money. What else? Events. Overall, I have an events page, if you check it out on the blog, and I also have a link where you can submit your own event, whether it's online, a Twitter party, a local Winnipeg event, national event, global event, webinar, seminar, whatever it is. If there's something you'd like to promote and would like to see shared heavily, please go to my events page. And on the main page of my blog is the submit an event button. So check that out. I'm headed to Brandon this week. At the end of the week, I'm going to be a part of a select few who are going to participate in a wonderful culinary event at the Manitoba Institute of Culinary Arts in Brandon. And the bloggers that are attending, or the bloggers and media attending, we will all be treated to a fabulous meal at the Grey Owl restaurant by the culinary students from the Manitoba Institute of Culinary Arts. So I'm very much looking forward to that. Haven't been to Brandon in a hot minute, So I'm looking forward to getting out there and checking out this wonderful event brought to you by Manitoba Canola Growers. There's another event coming up in February, which I will talk about in more detail on the blog, but February 23rd is the Super Bee Challenge. So there are 8 bloggers / foodies who will be participating in a Super Bee Challenge, which we have to make soup. So I'm pretty excited. I know what my recipe is already. I know what I'm going to be doing. I've never done this before, so I'm a little freaked out at the same time, but you know I'm going to bring it. So all of those who are my competition, you know this, you know this. I'm just bugging you. It's going to be fun. February 23rd, also brought to you, like I said, by Manitoba Canola Growers. And also it will be at the Knox Community Church, where there's a community kitchen that does some amazing programs with the community. So I'm looking forward to that. You will see tons more details coming up on the blog with that as well. So I'm looking forward to a good week. I know the weather is now traditional Winnipeg weather. We're now in our minus 20s and 30s at night, so gonna be a little frigid, but to be expected. We were a little bit spoiled there. And, you know, there's a lot of milestones happening in 2015. I told you guys before that I'm gonna be hitting my 40th year at the end of October. And so someone who is extremely important to me and the man that I love most on this earth, which is my dad, he is turning 60. Mr. Tony Bell is turning 60 this week, Thursday. And he is such an amazing man. He's so caring, so loving. And as you guys know, we lost my mom in September of 2013 to cancer. 2014. It's been horrible, and he's stuck through it all and been really strong to have lost his soulmate of 42 years. And so we're going to make sure Dad's feeling extra special this birthday as he turns 60. So I'm sure I'll be posting lots of pictures and fun with that as well. Looking forward to seeing all the family together for a joyous occasion. All right, so I'm headed to work. It's the beginning of a new week. I hope you guys are all going to have a fabulous time this week and be good to each other. But I will leave you with another great quote. And this quote is really simple. Again, I like the real quick, simple ones because they're easy to remember, for one. And also, they really speak to what you're doing or what you should be doing. So this quote is brought to you by Mr. Will Rogers. And it goes as follows: even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. Right? Yeah, I'm loving that one. If you're on the right track, doesn't matter. If you just sit there and do nothing, you can get run over. So get on out there, live your passion, love each other, be good to each other, behave yourselves, and have a great week. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye!